Any real alcoholics in here? And nobody came and got a free big book? My name is Sadiq, and by God's grace, I am a recovered alcoholic. And once again, I'd like to thank God for everything that has happened to me and allowing me to be here and sober right now. And right now is the best time to be because it's where I am right now. See, yesterday is history and tomorrow is mystery. And as my sponsor Fatima Muhammad would always say to me, may she rest in peace when she passed away, with 48 years of living this, not talking it, but walking it, God lives in the now. February 28th, 1989, I just wanted to stop drinking for that particular day. Had been able to do it prior to that for a couple of years. Of course, you know I was going to drink again because I just told you I was able to do it. I don't get myself sober. I don't keep myself sober. I am only sober by the grace of God. And if you would have seen me on this particular day, you would have probably confused me for a heroin addict. I had shakes, stomach pains, sweats. It's called delirium tremens. And I wasn't drinking alcohol. I was drinking beer. Right? That ain't alcohol, right? See, I grew up in the 60s and the 70s, so I probably took everything you can think of and everything you can't think of. So I found myself with beer. Because that's okay. That ain't booze, right? The beer experiment. When I say I was drinking beer, if you put anything, even hot cat pee, in front of me to stop me from shaking, I would have drank that. All I had left to do on that particular day, because there was a physical element to this disease, that first step, drop on my knees and go to God. This is after being an atheist. This is after being in religion. This is after getting out of religion. And atheists are good people. They can drink. I can't. And I went to God and I said, God, please, why is this happening to me? This is fear. And God allowed me to fall asleep. I was out in Ohio in 1996. The first time I had the steps passed on to me was scripture by a guy named Tom Lightfoot. Dr. Bob was his sponsor. And I wasn't out there for anything related to AA. I was out there for a funeral of a mother of a friend of mine who was like my second mother. And if you know anything about the area out there, you know Kentucky and Ohio right across the river from each other. In Newport, Kentucky, I learned how to hunt at 12 years old. You know, everybody has a gun out there. Everybody and their mamas, they say, have a gun out there. And I was drinking out there, too, and we used to go hunting for bar, not bear. And this particular person barbecues are big out there. And Sunday morning breakfast, because Sunday morning breakfast going to church is better than dinner. You get biscuits, gravy, and fried chicken. I got up every morning for the breakfast. I wasn't too happy about going to church, but the breakfast was divine. 12-year-old kid, you know. And I noticed he never drank at any of the barbecues. Plenty of alcohol. Kentucky is a bootleg state. Newport, Kentucky, if you read about it in any of the historical documents, you will see that was the place for the organized crime hub of bootleggers. Trigger Mike Coppola. That was his place. And the reason I know that, because my friend's uncles worked in the speakeasies and bootleggers. No, law, just like AA, the law. You find it in all of our history books. Pass it on. AA comes of age. Dr. Bob and the good old timers, and the one that is the creme de la creme. The language of the heart. So, when I was out there, when anyone in here, you might identify with this, when you're going on any sort of trip outside of your own little comfort zone, you call AA, there goes a promotion, that's in the traditions, you know. We don't promote ourselves, but the principles are promoted. Wherever you see AA in a telephone book, that is a promotion. It's a small one, be it a promotion. Because it's the principles that anyone anywhere reaches out for the hand of AA, that I am responsible. So someone came to pick me up because I called because I wanted to make a meeting. And who came to pick me up but him? And he asked me a question And when I told him my experience of dropping on my knees, I already had the steps and traditions passed on to me. As I said, this was the first time I had steps passed on to me with scripture attached to each step. But he asked me a question, pretty precise, before we even went to the meeting. He said, how do you practice the first step, Sadiq? Well, I was taught very early on with someone who has been living this a little bit longer than you ask you a question. It's probably good to say, I don't know. You can find that on page 13 in our big book, Common Sense Thus Becomes Uncommon Sense. A little bit, right? Except by having the other 11 in your life. Mm-hmm. And there's the paradox. If the first step is not in play, the other 11 ain't going to mean nothing. If the foundation is not rock solid and the cement not really, really formed, you find that kind of sort of after the fifth step. But if you see that, and it's not formed, the other 11 are not there. And if the other 11 are not there, the first step ain't going to work either. That's the paradox of the program of recovery. But he also told me that was the beginning of you being recovered when you dropped on your knees and went to God. Because I was not calling myself recovered then. I was a grateful and blessed alcoholic. Even though throughout all of our literature you will see, it doesn't talk about being a recovering alcoholic. Not in AA. Now, I got a question for anybody. Who in here wants to stop drinking for a day at a time?
I do.
You do? Anybody else? It may not be the fellowship for you. That's not the message of AA. Message of AA is on page 142, and it's right there. And I give this to people, and this is steps 1, 2, and 3. Before we get into that first step truth, this is what I do on page 92. It says, if you are satisfied your man or woman be a real alcoholic, then you talk about the hopelessness of this malady. Because it says on page 142, the last two lines of that paragraph at the top of the page, is he willing to take every necessary step to submit to anything, to stop drinking for what? Forever. No, forever. That's Dr. Bob says, for good and for all. That's a good one on page 181, the last paragraph. For good and for all. So if you're in here to stop drinking a day at a time, this may not be the fellowship for you. I say may not. That's the truth. You got to find out about. Because, you know, if you're a real alcoholic, not drinking a day at a time may kill you. I got to live a day at a time. See, I have been cured of the symptom. It ain't in my body and ain't in my mind. That's usually the 90 meetings in 90 days. That's something that was taken from the medical community because it's still in the spinal cord or the spinal fluid at that time. Ain't nothing to get to keep you sober. I'm only sober by the grace of God. That's following the clear-cut directions laid out in our big book. And the reason why I'm sharing on this, because these are things to get, if you haven't got a sponsor, if you haven't been put in the book right away, on page 25, it doesn't say by the grace of the steps. It doesn't say by the grace of the traditions. It doesn't say by the grace of the concepts. It says, but for the grace of God, many would have wanted to stop but could not. Mm-hmm. How big is your God? Your God only stops you from drinking a day at a time. God I serve is so high, so low, so wide. How big is your God? God that I serve can stop me forever. And guess what? Where forever is? Right now. That's too simple for a real alcoholic. So you might be a real alcoholic. Yep. That's your truth, not mine. My truth has already been found. So, the first AA meeting I went to, I didn't even know it was an AA meeting. It was April 23rd, 1989. See, I first went to a fellowship with the word narcotics in it, six traditions. Cooperation, because I was hip, slick, and cool. I wasn't an alcoholic. I could cop to being an addict. That was my parents' stuff, alcohol. You just heard me say I was drinking, though, right? You heard me say that, right? Mind of an alcoholic, or the chronic mind of an alcoholic. Right becomes wrong, wrong becomes right, up becomes down, sideways becomes circles. So, I'm not going to even get into that history of the other fellowship, because we're in AA right now. But the first AA meeting I made was on April 23rd, by the grace of God, 1989. It was a Friday night. Had a pocket full of money. Did not know it was an AA meeting. I see that as the hand of God today. And I did not want to drink. And everybody from the other fellowship made this meeting. It was a midnight meeting. It was in a place called the ICANN Club on Jordan Avenue, right off of Farmers Boulevard. I met my first sponsor there. His name was Smitty. And he didn't say, are you an alcoholic? He didn't say, you got any money? Didn't say, do you qualify to be in here? All he said was, welcome. That's it. Said, welcome. And, you know, this was a midnight meeting, so, you know, it was cool. They couldn't see you. Nobody could see you. I was smoking cigarettes at the time. You know, I was smoking Kent cigarettes. And there was two words I had heard in the other fellowship that I had no identification with. See, I had to find out how to identify instead of compare, because I can compare myself not out of the rooms, into the grave. You know, see, I often hear when people say, well, you're going to chase newcomers out of here. Well, if a bar in a crack house does better for you than a meeting, God bless you. God bless you. No, for real. If you hear in a bar in a crack house better stuff than you hear in here, God bless you. And if you get treated better in a crack house than a bar in here, God bless you. Because I already been there. And I wasn't smoking crack, but I've been in them. I've seen them. You know, been in some other places, and I know how they treat you in there. You know, I know how they talk to you in there. You know, that's also part of the second step, that spiritual sensitiveness. You know, being so sensitive about spirit. See, these are spiritual matters. That's why they call it spiritual principles, because this is a spiritual malady. So, these two words that were being used that I had no identification with were sick and disease. I could not stand those two words, man. Sick, disease, are you kidding me? Not me. So God has a sense of humor in my life. Everyone I sat next to said they were sick and had a disease. I moved my chair away from everybody, man. I ended up in the back of the I Can Club smoking on my cigarettes. And my sponsor said, he was later become my sponsor, what's wrong with you? What's going on? Why are you sitting back here? I said, I'm fine. I want to be away from all those people who were sick with diseases. I since learned what fine means. Effed up, insecure, negative, and envious. Everybody in there was cool with being sick and having a disease. I wasn't. Dis at ease with oneself. The spiritual malady. Restless, irritable, discontented equals what? Never satisfied. See, alcohol was never my problem. It was my solution. As my sponsor, Fatima Muhammad, would always say, there are two solutions to this disease, Sadiq, if you are fortunate. One is a drink. The other is God. I said, fortunate? What if you're unfortunate? Suicide. I've experienced that in others. Big book thumpers. That's why it's important not to focus on the fingers, but where they point. Because they look so good. The fingers look so good. The ridges in the hand, and they look so good. Where they point. That is the solution. That's chapter 2. That's in the first step. Find God right now. So, what did I have to do? I had to come to believe in a power greater than myself that said it could. At that time, it wasn't no wood in my life. Said it could. Draw me to sanity. And what was the restoration to be that I had to be most concerned about with the disease of alcoholism, not wasm, was sitting right in the same chair with me. And I say most concerned about because I have found what my real purpose is today. And what is my real purpose is to fit myself to be a maximum service to God and the people about me. See, I got to be concerned about others too. But most concerned about me because I cannot transmit something I have not got. If I don't love me, how am I going to love you? I'm going to transmit something, but there ain't going to be love. And it's by giving that I receive. That's the paradox of AA. Surrender to win. Lose the game. And see, all these slogans have a little good meaning. Only the best slogan there is the program of recovery. It's the program of recovery. Recovery, unity, and service. There was a symbol underneath the page. The opening page, it said, Alcoholics Anonymous is a story of how many thousands of men and women have recovered, not from alcohol, alcoholism. And it was a symbol of a pyramid with a circle. And the pyramid is equal size, recovery, unity, and serve. 36 spiritual principles. Now the circle is a spiritual thing. Those who came before us, those who are here right now, doors are open for those yet. It's the great circle, Charlie Brown. Never ended. I was taught that. So now, the first step. The foundation. Look at all these free big books, man. I'm getting nervous here. The foundation. That opening page, the reason why that opening page now is thus permanent sobriety. Because the original big book, I have it in my bag. I don't feel like bending down. A copy of the original big book says Alcoholics Anonymous story about 100 men who have recovered from alcohol. It's now thousands. That's why it's permanent sobriety. We're 76 years sober. You know, because at the time of the printing of the first big book, 1939, Bob and Bill were people with longest time away from that first. And the solution did not envision this. I mean, they kind of sort of figured it would happen. It was an embryonic stage. You see it on page 164. That's why it says we realize we only know a little. More will be revealed. God will reveal more to you and to us. So the first step, the four forwards, preface, comes to the doctor's opinion. Doctor's opinion was a part of the first step in the original big book. Reason why it was taken out, because the doctor lets you know he's not one of us. And he can't help you. Well, he did have a part in the first step, in the physical allergy and the mental obsession. But the third part of the first step is the unmanageability. He had no clue what that was. And who but a real alcoholic does? Who but a real alcoholic can share in their experience, strength, and hope? The hopelessness of this malady. That's what Bill Wilson did with Bob Smith. What a real alcoholic can show you. It's a guide. You'll see that on some pages subsequent to that. About how this malady can be taken care of. And because it is a daily reprieve. Hinged upon the maintenance of the spiritual condition that I have right now. Because I'm not cured of alcoholism. See, the ism can pop up at any time. That's why I say I'm cured of the symptom. It ain't in my mind. It ain't in my body. That's the first part of the first step. After that, it's all about the spiritual malady. Anyone who says that they're recovered because they no longer obsess about it, well, there's some more obsessions yet to come. Not alcohol. You know? And you can be physically relieved of the symptoms, but you can, from the obsession and putting my body, I put it on me through anything else, some other stuff coming on. That's where the spiritual malady comes in. And it says that on page 64, when the spiritual malady is overcome, we straighten out mentally and physically. It does not say when we straighten out mentally and physically, the spiritual malady is overcome. It doesn't say that. Maybe somebody else is reading it. I don't know. That's not what I was shown. See, I'm not here to tell anybody they're right or wrong. Please share your experience. Please share your experience. Because maybe, perhaps, you won't stay on the same donkey you rode in. That's my prayer. So the first step, the foundation. The truth in the first step, with the doctor's opinion, it's the bottom of page, Roman numeral 28. Restless, irritable, discontented. That's the crux of the disease. And, you know, there's a page before, I believe it was Roman numeral 26, where it says, it didn't matter that we were told we were outright mental defectors, a full flight from reality. You know, what does that mean? Well, you know, I hear people say insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. That's not insanity in my life. Insanity is doing the same negative things over and over and expecting a positive result. That's insanity. See, because this is a program of repetition. You know, it is. I have to wake up and do exactly what I did yesterday, only I'm doing it today. See, experience is not just a noun, it's also a verb. I'm having an experience right now. Yeah. Right in the now. So in that first step, with the doctor's opinion, and I was definitely the man who came to scoff, only I have remained by the grace of God to pray. was prayer works. Because 22 years later, by the grace of God, away from the first one, in the solution, I have been in more situations than I have ever been when I was drinking. For real. I never came close to some of these things when I was drinking, man. And God has allowed me to come to it and get through. By His grace, and only by His grace, allow me to go to Him. As is instructed on page 84. See, I'm sharing all these things right now. You can get into it right now. Because I understand real alcoholics. You can sit in here without a sponsor. Because I understand as a real alcoholic, H-E-L-P is a four-letter word. Mm-hmm. See, I'm sharing this for that one somebody in here who might be dying inside. Mm-hmm. Don't have to leave here without a solution. Even if you ain't ready to talk to anybody yet, pick up that book and you'll find a solution. Right there. But I suggest find someone, as it says, rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path. Someone who has followed the path of someone who has followed the path of someone who has followed the path. That's just a suggestion. I ain't here to make anybody do anything. Because I sit in contemplation of him who has all knowledge and all power, and I get direction from him as he uses others. And that's how God works in my life. That's the perfect release from alcoholism. So now in that first step, moving right along from the doctor's opinion, and how it works in my life, well, what it lets me know is that, first of all, I can't drink because I had to drink. Drinking was my solution. I drank because I was happy. You find that in the 12 and 12. I believe it's page 47, 48. I drank because I was happy. I drank because I was sad. I drank because I got a lot of love at home and none at all. I drank because we won a war, lost a war. I drank. Didn't matter. You know, once I had placed myself beyond all forms of human aid, alcohol and anything else to get me away from me was the solution. Once again, right became wrong, wrong became right. So it lets me know that kind of, sort of, chapter 3. But before that, there's chapter 2. Know. That's why find God right now. And how it works, you'll see right there, it says there is one who has all power. In the original how it works, it says you must find him right now. That's a must. You know, before the 12 steps are elocuted, find him right now. Right before you hit that first step, go to God. It's possible. How big is your God and how big is your drinking problem? And it will tell you that on page 120. So, either God has removed your husband's liquor problem or he hasn't. See, my sponsor, Fatima Muhammad, would say, if God has removed it, it ain't coming back. Mm-hmm. If God has removed it. That's why it says it's very important to find out early, because you'll hear in here persons with a billion amount of years come in here and say they picked up. Because God has not removed their alcohol problem. Because they believe meetings could remove their alcohol problem. Because they believe a sponsor could remove their alcohol problem. Because they believe the big book could remove their alcohol problems. Because they believe the literature could remove their alcohol problems. Because they believe making coffee could remove their alcohol problems. If you're a real alcoholic, it ain't going to do that. If you're a hard drinker, it may. If you're a drunk, it may. See, an alcoholic is a drunk. A drunk may not necessarily be an alcoholic. Something very important. They teach you that out there in Ohio. That's Thumb Central, man. And I seen them do that to people, man, who come in over and over again. And you might say it's unkind, but they give them $20 and say, go back out and drink, man. We don't want no newcomers to hear that this don't work. They do that. They also will tell you if they're sponsoring you, your newcomer, you don't say one word in the meeting till you have all these 12 steps in your life. You talk to me. I wasn't a newcomer when I went out there. By the grace of God. That's why I can laugh. Huh? Raise my hand. So, the first step, the foundation. Very important. God is right there. Chapter 2 says it precisely. The solution is God. Doesn't hedge on it, doesn't play with it. If you find anything else in there that says that the solution is not God, I give you $100. And I ain't got $100 to give you. But I'll give it to you. You got to bill me for it. Third chapter, more about alcoholism. And these all work in my life because it shows me about me. It lets me know I'm never going to be immune from alcoholism.